We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Tes Zayin. Rav Nelson Zal has been speaking about the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash and showing the parallels between the Mishkan and the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, Torah Ches, in the second half of Likutei Moran, the Torah Tikkun Techacha, which discusses many important topics. Rav Nelson Zal is going one by one, showing the parallels between the Mishkan and each important item that's mentioned there. V'zeh b'chinas klei ha-mishkan. And with what we're learning here, we'll understand also the different important articles in the Mishkan. Menorah, the candelabra, the shulchan, the table with the lechem aponim on it, u'mizbeach miktar k'toiris, the Mizbeach that was in the holy section on which they brought the Ketores, the incense offering. Ze bechinas chochma ugvura va'ashirus. Those three, the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbach HaKetores, correspond to chochma, gvura, and wealth, which we mentioned earlier. The Gemara says that prophecy rests only on a chacham, a gibor, or an oshir. Ki menorah badoroim, because the Torah tells us that the menorah was on the south side of the Mishkan. Ze bechinas chachma, that represents chachma. Bechinas, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, page 25, horoitze lahachkim yadrim, that if a person wants chachma, when they're davening Shmon Esrei, besides facing towards Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, they should lean a little bit to the south. South is Chochmah, because the Menorah was there. V'shulchan betzofayim, and the table was in the north side. Bechinas Hashirus, which represents wealth. K'mo Yisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says over there, Horoitze lahashir yatzpin, that if a person wants wealth, they should lean to the north when they're davening. The simonach, and the Gemara says the way that you can remember this is shulchan betzofayin u'menoira bedoroim, the table which represents shulchan malochim, kings, food, wealth, is in the north, and the menoira, which represents light, chochma, is in the south. U'mizbeach miktar k'toiris, the mizbach k'toiris, ze bechinas gevura, that represents gvura, power, strength. Kishom ikar ha-gvura v'ha-koyach shel ha-tzadikim, because it was in the k'toiris that we saw the main power and strength of the tzadikim. Ki ikar gvurasom lachnia ha-sitra achra shua yetzohora, because the main strength of the tzadikim is in defeating the sitra achra, shehu ha-yetzohora, which is the evil inclination. Shezehu bechinas k'toiris, and that's what the k'toiris is about. Shaydeze moitzin menasitrachra kol nitzoytzos hakedusha, because by offering the k'toiris, that's how we extract and rescue from the sitrachra all the holy sparks that can be taken out of there. Besoid achad osor samamonik k'toiris, based on the secret of the 11 spices. We know that 10 represents holiness. 11 represents going down into the domain of the unholy, the sitra achra, and rescuing holiness from there. Umachnien sitra demoisa, and the k'toiris also defeats the power of death. K'moy Aharon, as in the story of Aharon HaKohen, shehizgaber keneged amalach hamovis veikvoi. Aharon HaKohen was able to overcome the angel of death and to block him, to hold him back from killing more Jews from the plague, k'moshikosav, as it says, v'yamoid bein hamesim uvein achayim, he stood between the dead and the living, v'te'otzar hamagefa, and he contained, he held back the plague. V'alidei elu hashloisha chochma gvura v'ashirus, shehem b'chinas kovoy, and it's through these three, which are Chachma, Gevura, and Ashirus, wealth, which all three of them are examples of Kavoid. We know we respect a person for his knowledge, for his power, or his wealth. That's how we draw upon ourselves the receiving of the Torah. This is the Holy Ark and the tablets that were in it, which were, again, in the Mishkan. Shehem klal ha-Torah, which represent the entire Torah. Shehoyu imdim bebeis kodesh ha-kadoshim, and they stood in the Holy of Holies. Umishom nimshach kol ha-nevuah. And it's from there that there came forth all the prophecies that Hashem wanted to convey to the Jewish people. Kama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'dibarti itcho me'ala kapoiris, I will speak to you from above the kapoiris, the covering of the oroin, mibein shnei hakruvim, from between the two cherubs. It's brought that the first letters of mibein shnei hakruvim spell the word Moshe, who is the rabbi of all prophets, the prophet of prophets. Vayideze mizbarer hamedame. And when the prophecy is flowing, when we receive the Torah, through this we're able to clarify the medame. Medame means the confusion, where good and bad are mixed together. Vizoichin le'emunas chidish oilam. And we're zoiched to believe in Hashem, and to believe in the fact that Hashem created the world from nothingness. V'ze b'chinas mashom rabbi senuzal, and this is what the Zohar HaKadosh tells us in the Tikkuni Zohar, page 13, she'tziura d'mashkana hoya k'tziura d'uvda d'bereishis, that the format of the Mishkan and everything inside of it corresponded to the format of creation, of how Hashem created the world. So therefore we see the connection between the Mishkan and the holy vessels in it, and it promoting faith in that Hashem created the world. And therefore, it's through the entire Mishkan and all the vessels in it, of which the most important one was the Ark with the Torah in it, kol brias, and in the Mishkan, one could see all the forms and shapes of creation. This would promote and broadcast faith that people should believe in the fact that Hashem created the world. That everyone should realize that Hashem created everything, heaven and earth and everything in them. As we see it represented in the Mishkan, in the different kalim, the boards and the hooks and everything that was the part of the construction of the Mishkan. And by having the proper faith in Hashem, especially in Hashem's creation of the world, through this we're zoiche to the renewal of the world that will take place in the future. Then Hashem will conduct the world with miracles. It will not be following the laws of nature. And this is what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, chapter 5. Asoro nisim shehoyu bebeis hamikdash. The 10 miracles, ongoing miracles, that took place in the Beis Hamikdash. Hainu, this shows us that in the Beis Hamikdash, everything there was miracle, wonders, no laws of nature, not bound by nature at all. And this is what will activate that new song of the future, that special song. And this will also explain the singing and the music that went on in the Beis Hamikdash. And each and every single day, the Levim would sing a different song that corresponded to the creation of that day, to what Hashem created on that day. Shenimshach hisgalus habria, and this is how we would draw upon ourselves the revelation of Hashem creating the world. Shehu emunas chidush olam al yedei avoidas beis hamikdash. Through all these services that were conducted and performed in the Beis HaMikdash, this showed the world that Hashem created everything. Uchamoichein amru shir, and corresponding to what was created on each and every single day, the Levim would say a corresponding song. Shehu bechinas hashir shalosid. And this is also tied into the special song of the future, Hanimshach al yedei zeh, which we draw upon ourselves through this, by believing, by strengthening our faith in Hashem. Shemishom kol hashirim. And it's from that song of the future that we draw all the different songs. V'zeh b'chinas ha-korbonos shel ha-behemoy shoye be-beis ha-mikdosh u-ba-mishkan. And with this, we'll also understand the sacrifices of animals that was performed in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. Shebishvil zeh hoya binyan HaMishkan u-Beis HaMikdash. That's the whole reason why they built the Beis HaMikdash in Mishkan, to be able to have a place to bring these sacrifices. Ki kol ha-korbonos shel ha-behemoyz heim b'chinas birur ha-medame, shehu b'chinas behemiyas, kama shekosu b'mokam acharam. Because all the sacrificing of animals was all about clarifying the medame. Medame is also referred to as behemius. Medame means confusion, when good and bad are mixed together. And that's also, medame also means the animal instinct in a person. We know a human being is comprised of a body and a soul. The soul is spiritual. The body is referred to as behema. The body is the behemius, the medame in a person. And a Jew is required to sort things out in the body, to train the body to reject what's bad and to accept what's good. As Rabbeinu Zal writes about this a lot in chapter 25 in Likutei Moran, Ki kol ikar klal hamishkon v'beis hamikdosh hoyu b'shvil birur hamedame, because the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdosh and the Mishkan was all about birur hamedame, clarifying, sorting out the confusion, kedei legalois emunas chidush olam, in order to reveal and broadcast faith in Hashem, faith in that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness. Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas koyhanim b'avodosom, ulevim b'duchanom l'shirom olezimrom, v'Yisrael b'ma'amodom. And this is what the Gemara tells us, that there were three things going on simultaneously in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Mishkan. The Kohanim were busy doing their avodah, processing the sacrifices, the ktoiris, slaughtering the, sprinkling the blood, doing all of that work, while the Levim were involved in the singing and the musical instruments, and the Jews, the Israelim at the time there, were involved in reading certain portions of the Torah, from Bereshis and Hazinu. All of this activity was going on simultaneously. Ki Yisrael b'ma'amodom hoyu oiskim b'Torah. The Yisraelim, their ma'amodos involve the study of Torah. Shezeu b'chinas hamshochas ruach nevuah, which corresponds to drawing prophecy. Shaydeze mizbarer hamedame, which is what helps clarify and sort out the medame. Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter in Likutei Moran, quotes the pasuk, "Ubiyad hanevim adame," that nevuah is the opposite of medame. Nevuah is a clear vision of Hashem. Medame is confusion, unclear, unclarity, good and bad mixed together. V'zeh b'chinas koyhanim b'avodosam. And at the same time, the Kohanim were involved in their avoida, shehu avoida sakrobonos, which was the service of the sacrifices, shehu birur hamedame, which is also all about birur hamedame, taking an animal, slaughtering it, and extracting from it the good part that could be offered on the mizbeach, the chalev, the fats that was burned on the mizbeach, the part that was given to the kohanim, the part that was given to the owner. This is all birur hamedame, slaughtering the behema, getting rid of the behema, and elevating the holiness inside of it. V'zehu u'levim b'duchanam l'shiram. And at the same time, the Levim stood on their platform singing. B'china shir hanal, the special song that we mentioned earlier, she'zeichin alidei kol hanal, kanal. The special song of the future, which was zeichetu through all of these procedures, through birur hamedame and emunas chidush olam. V'alkein hoyu Yisrael b'mamodom oiskem b'parshas bereishis u'b'parshas hazinu. Now you'll understand why the portions in the Torah that the Jews read were specifically from Bereishis and Hazinu. Ki Parshas Bereishis hu b'chinas hizgalus emunas chidush olam. Because Parshas Bereishis is where we learn about the fact that we believe that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, and He created it from nothing. There was emptiness before Him. Shemizgale al yedei esek haTorah, and this faith is revealed and strengthened through the study of Torah, and especially the portions of the Torah that deal with this. Ki beparshas Bereishis mevor kol chidush olam, because in the parsha Bereishis is explained the whole process of the world being created anew. Shashimizbora bora hakoil yesh meayin, that Hashem created everything from nothing. In the beginning, Hashem created. Hashem said, let there be light. There was no light before that. Hashem said, let there be plants, let there be vegetation. So that's Bereishis. Ubeparshas hazinu, choizer umazkir es Yisrael, es kol pe'ulois Hashem v'nefloisov. And in Parshas hazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats and reminds the Jewish people of all the deeds of Hashem, all of Hashem's creations, and Hashem's wonders, Asher Oso Hakoil Bishvil Yisrael, which Hashem made all of it and does all of it only for the sake of the Jewish people. Shebishvilom Boro Hoilam, for us, for the Jews, Hashem created the world. As it says in Parshas Hazinu, Dvorim chapter 32, Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabero Hatsur Tomim Po'oloi. Hashem, His actions are complete. Hashem does everything. Zechor Yemoisoilam, remember the earlier days when Hashem first started. Ad Shemesayim Bechidish Oilam Shelosid. Until the Pasuk over there in Hazinu concludes speaking about Hashem renewing the world in the future. Shehu be'eis tchias ha'meisim, which is going to be when Hashem is going to bring the dead back to life. Kama shekos l'shem, as it says over there in Parshas Hazinu, Re'u ata, observe now, ki ani hu, I am Hashem, ve'ein elikim imodi, there are no others with me, I don't have any assistance, I do it all myself. Ani omis va'achaye, I will kill, and I will give life. I will bring back to life. Shehu tchias ha'meisim. The pasuk there is speaking about tchias ha'meisim. Bechinas chidish olam shelosid. This is speaking about the new world of the future. So we see that Bereishis and Hazinu are all about the chidish olam in the beginning and the chidish olam of the future. This is why the Jews were involved in reciting these psukim in the Beis Hamikdash while the korbanos were being brought, while the Levim was singing. Paragraph Yudches, V'alkein kol ha'mishkon v'kelov nimshach b'shemen ha'mishcha. And it's for this reason that all the vessels in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash all had to be anointed with special oil, the shemen ha'mishcha as it's called. Shehu reyach toiv ma'oid, which had a fabulous smell, aroma to it, of holiness. Ki kol kedushas hamishkon vekelov nimshach rak al yedei hatzadik p'chinas Moshe. Because the entire holiness of the Mishkan and all the vessels in it was there only via Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzadik. She'oisek b'koichoy agodol b'kol ha'tikunim anal, who is involved with his great power in all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in chapter 8 in Likut Imran, in bringing emuna of Chiddush Olam to the world, in Biror Hamedame, Yira, all the different things that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there. Ad shemamshich b'chinas reyach toiv, until as a result of all of those tikkunim, the tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, brings forth an incredible sweet aroma. He's able to get rid of the stench of all of our sins. He's able to get rid of all of that and replace it, having us smell like a lily. Shehu b'chinas yira. And we know smell is associated with yira. K'mo shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran, there's a pasuk about Moshiach where it says, v'horeichoi beyiras Hashem. He will smell from fear of Hashem. So we see that Yira and Reach go together. Umishom kol kedushas haMishkan veKelov, and that's where the holiness of the Mishkan and all the vessels in it all come from. They come from Yira. They come from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Tzaddik. V'alkein mimshach boreach haKodesh haNiflo shel Shemen haMishcha, and that's why all the different vessels in the Mishkan had to all be anointed with this special Shemen HaMishcha, this fabulous smell. V'alkein shom mekoyim hayira. And that's why the Beis HaMikdosh, the Mishkan, is the place of real yira, real respect for Hashem. K'mo shekosuv, as Yaakov Avinu said when he discovered that place, he said, ma noiro hamokoyim hazeh. How awesome is this place? This is a place of yira. Ki ikar horeach hatoiv hu hayira, because the real good smell, when we talk about a Jew smelling good, the real smell is not right guard and perfume and aftershave and pre-shave. The real good smell is yira sashem, yira digdusha. Kama shikosu sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there, v'yidei kol ze, and through all the different things that we're learning about here, zochu, the Jewish people was zoch, that Hashem forgave us completely for the sin of the golden calf. Not only did he forgive us, but it was turned around, our sins. The foul odor of our sins was converted to a super sweet smelling perfume smell. As the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, chapter 1, Nirdi Nosan Rechoi. The terrible sin that we did, this yirid of ours, gave forth a beautiful smell. Hanemar al zeh, and that pasuk is written about this. K'mo yisham Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara points out in Shabbos, page 88, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to turn it around. The anger, the rage that Hashem felt towards Klal Yisrael for the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu turned it around and got Hashem to reveal the 13 attributes of kindness and give us the mitzvah of building the Mishkan as a result of the Egel HaZohov. It served as a springboard to bring us to new heights of closeness to Hashem. Hainu kanal. This fits, this is exactly as we discussed earlier. K'mo shekosuv shom b'tchilas haTorah, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, in the beginning of that chapter on Likut Imran, chapter 8, in the second half of Likut Imran, that by following all the steps that we spoke about here, a person is zoiche to be able to give reprimand like Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded the Jews, where his reprimand didn't break them, it didn't push them down, it elevated them, it brought them closer to Hashem. Ayin shom heitev heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, look in Likut Imran there, study that chapter in Likut Imran very well to appreciate what we're saying here. Hello? Hi, we're actually in the middle of a shir right now. I'm required just... Paragraph Yutes. The Iker Tikkun HaMishkan Hoyo Bishvil Sheyelech Imon Bamidbar. And the main establishment of the Mishkan was so that the Mishkan would be a traveling sanctuary that would travel with Klal Yisrael throughout the 40 years they were in the desert. Sheperkuhu ve'emidu b'chol pam. They would take it apart, dismantle it, and put it back together every time they traveled to a new location. V'hu merames ala churbon v'hagolus. And this alludes to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and the exile of the Jewish people. Shekol kiyumenu, whereby our whole existence now, hu'al yidei b'chinas tikunei ha-mishkan anal, is tied into, is based on the tikunim of the Mishkan that was with the Jewish people during those 40 years. B'chinas, as it says in the opening pasuk of Parshas Pikudei in the Chumash, Shmos chapter 38, Eile fekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ho-edus. These are the laws of the Mishkan, the Mishkan. It says Mishkan twice, and the Gemara says Mishkan bebinyonei, Mishkan bechurbonei. This refers to the Mishkan serving the Jewish people while it was built and while it was destroyed. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 11 in Likutei Moran. And as the Medrash Rabbah speaks about this in Shmois, chapter 51, Lama Nikra Shmoi Mishkan, the Medrash asks, why was it called a Mishkan? Shemis Mashkein Ba'avoinoseim Shel Yisrael. Hashem took it as collateral when we commit sins. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Shemoyshe Rabbeinu, Kishero oitzim his gabrus vizgaras asitrachra kolkach, kolkach. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the sitrachra, the other side, the opposition, is going to fight the Jewish people so much, so much, alkein also tikun kozeh, Moshe Rabbeinu was performed a tikun, she'eich she'yeh, so that no matter what, yigmor tomid es shaloi. He would always be able to do, to fulfill what he wants to complete what he wants to complete, ad sheyovoi hageula shlema, until we would be zeicha to the final redemption, shetihye al yodoi, which will be achieved through Moshe Rabbeinu, bebechinas, as it says in Koheles, chapter 1, ma shehoya hu sheyye, that which was is that which it will be. The same leader who was with us, who took us out of Egypt thousands of years ago, he's going to be the one to help us in the future. And it's brought that the first letters of Ma, Shehoyo, Hu, makes up the word Moshe. Hainu, Sheyuchlu, Yisroel, Oirer, Bechol Pam, Bechinas Hatfilanal, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, by establishing the Mishkan, gave us the ability that what we would always be able to activate that special tefillah, that tefillah bebechinas din, ad sheyamshichu b'choychoy b'chol pam kol ha'tikunim anal, which would enable us, through the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to draw all of those tikunim that are mentioned in that chapter in Likutei Moran, which is the Birur Hamedame, the Nevuah, the Kabbalah Satoira, the Yira, the Rea, all of those things, ad sheyoiru horeach toiv, until we would succeed in turning on that good smell, Shehu Bechinas Moshiach, which is what Moshiach represents. Moshiach is Miloshen Shemen HaMishcha, the Anointed One. Sheyovoi Al Yedei Zeh, who will come as a result of us fulfilling all of these tikkunim. Kamei Shekosel Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran, chapter 8 in the second half, Al posuk vayar menucha kitoiv ad vayhi lamas oived. If you take a look at that paragraph in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal shows how all the different tikkunim he spoke about are all tied into the coming of Moshiach. Ayin Shom, look over there in that paragraph. Paragraph Chof, v'alkein omad hamishkon al mea adonim, and this is why the walls of the Mishkan stood on 100 posts. The krushim, the boards, those huge heavy boards we discussed in the previous year, were inserted into these adonim. Shehem bechinas mea brochos. These 100 Adonim correspond to the 100 blessings, Bechinas Klolius HaTfila, which represent the entire tefillah, our shachris, mincha, mariv, and the other blessings that we make throughout the day, which are supposed to add up to 100. Ki hamishkan bechinas beis hatfilah. Because the mishkan is the house of prayer. So therefore, it contains in it all 100 brachas, represented by these 100 adonim. Paragraph Chof Aleph, and this is referred to as Roshei Prokim. This is sort of short tidbits that Rav Nosson Zal gives us that are appended to what we've learned so far. V'zeh b'chinas Bigdei Kohuna, and this is also tied into the special garments that the Kohanim would wear when they served in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Ephod, v'choshen, the special breastplate of the Kohen, and the special other garment, Shehoyu Shneimosor Avonim. This breastplate of the Kohen, of the Kohen Gadol, had 12 boxes in which were inserted 12 stones. Shechokak Aleim Shmois Bnei Yisrael, in which were engraved the names of the 12 tribes. Shehein Bechinas Avnei Kodesh Anal Shel Beis HaTfila. These correspond to the holy stones of the house of prayer. Shehein Bechinas Kibbutz Nafshois Yisrael, which represents the gathering of the Jewish souls. We know, for example, when the Torah tells us when Yaakov Avinu came to the site of the Beis HaMikdash, when he wanted to lay down, he took stones, 12 stones, and prepared them to rest his head on, and those stones were representative of his 12 sons, of the 12 tribes, of the entire Jewish nation. So we see that the stones represent nefoshos, the Jewish souls, which make up the base tefillah. V'zeh v'osiso v'gdei kodesh l'chovoid u'l'seforis. And this is why the Torah tells us that these holy garments of the Kohanim were for honor and beauty. Because from the base tefillah, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, the tefillah bebechinas din of the great tzaddik, and the tefillah of the multitude of the Jewish people, that's what really brings forth holy honor of Hashem. And this is why the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 45, Moir va'aholois k'tzios kol bigdoisecha, that all of your garments smell from beautiful spices. Bechinas reyach toiv. This is that special smell we spoke about. Min hechle shein mini simchucha. The pasuk says that these all come from, originally we did all kinds of misdeeds, bad deeds. Through our tshuva, by correcting all of our misdeeds, our garments, instead of giving off a terrible stench of sin, they give forth a very sweet, delicious smell and aroma. V'zeh b'chinas ma'isa ha-menoira. And this is also the beautiful construction of the menoira. Sheheir ha-kovoid gam b'cheshkas laila, which shined even during the darkness of night. It shined the kovoid of Hashem, the honor of Hashem. Ki ikr ha-kovoid b'chinas yoim. Because we know that the term kovoid, which means honor, glory, light, usually refers to day. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 60, Ukevoid Hashem olayich zoroch. The honor of Hashem shone upon you. So shining, that refers to the sunshine, that refers to light. Hamuv Hashem, which Rabbeinu Zal brings over there in Likut Imran. But the menorah was able to shine even during nighttime. V'zeh, and this is why the pasuk says, V'ato tetzave es b'nei Yisrael, you will instruct, command the Jewish people to make the menorah. And Rav Nosson Zal says, the word tetzave means to command. The word tetzave is also loshen tzivsa v'ischabrus, to unite, to put together. V'yikchu elecho shemen zayizoch, and they'll use the purest pure oil. Lohoyer hakovoid al yedei zeh, to bring forth the shine, the light of Hashem's kavod through this. Ki balaylo yoyredes hashchino lekabeitz nidochem. Because we know that it's at night time that the Shekhinah, the Spirit of Hashem, goes down into the Sitra Achra to be able to extract, to rescue holy sparks that are found there. V'kol ze tzorich biur harbe. Rav Nosson Zal says, all of this requires explanation. It seems he just wrote down short notes for himself for something he wanted to elaborate on further, but didn't get to it. Paragraph Chav Beis. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Chumash Bamidbar, chapter 24, when Bilam spoke about the Jewish people, and he said, Matoivu oiholecho Yaakov, mishkanoisecho Yisrael. How wonderful are your tents, your mishkan, the Jewish people. Shenemar al hamishkan ubeis hamikdosh, that pasuk is speaking about the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, and all of the Jewish synagogues and houses of learning, Shehem Bechinas Mikdash Mat, which are the miniature Mikdashes. Kama Yisham Rabbi Senezlah, as the Gemara says in Megillah, page 29. Vezehu, and this is why Bilam went on to say there, Kinecholim Nitoyu, Kiganois Ale Nohor, Ka'aholim Nota Hashem, Ka'arozim alei moyim. Kinecholim nitoyu, he compares it to a beautiful stream, a flowing stream. Ze bechinas nachal noivea mekor chochma. This refers to the great tzaddikim, who are referred to as this flowing spring, which originates in chochma. Shemishom ikar hakoyach vagvuro shel kol bali hakoyachana. That's where the great tzaddikim draw their power from. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles chapter 7, v'hachochma to'oiz lechochom me'asoro shalitim. Chochma gives strength and power to one who possesses it more than 10 powerful guys. The biggest power and strength comes from chochma. So the tzaddikim who are involved in the study of Chachma, that's what gives them this great koyach that Rabbi Nezal speaks about over there, to be able to give forth that tefillah bebechinas din. Ki ikar hakoyach v'ha hisgabrus hu'al yedei ha-chachma. Because the real power and gvura, the real koyach and gvura, comes from Chachma. Shehu bechinas koyach mo. Kamuva. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the word Chachma is comprised of two words, Koyach Mo. So you want to know where a Jew, where a tzaddik gets his Koyach from? From Chachma. Ki ha-Chachma techaye. Because Chachma gives life, energy, power. U'mishom kol ha-Koyach v'achiyus shel kol abruim. And that's where everything in creation draws its life, its power from. From Chachma. As it says, Kulam b'chochma asisa. V'alkein, and this is why the pasuk says, Kinecholim nitoyu, like these flowing waters. Marames al koyach ha-tfilo shel abal koyach. This alludes to the power of tfila of the great powerful one, the great tzaddik. Shenimshach mebechinas nachal noivea mekor chochma. Where does he draw his powerful tfila from? From chochma. Shechachmosoi hu kenohor she'enoi poisek hu kemayin hamizgaber. Because we're talking about a tzaddik here whose chachma is infinite, it's continual. He never stops. He's always going higher and higher in chachma. Ki hu noivea tomid mekor chachma. He is constantly flowing from this source of chachma. Umizgaber bechol pam boitzim koichoi neged asitra achra, and he's drawing new energy all the time to fight against the sitra achra, the other side, ad shemamshich kol atikunim anal, until he zoiche to affect all the different tikunim we spoke about earlier. Shaydeze gedelim kol harechos, and this is what gives nourishment to all the flowers, the sweet-smelling flowers in the garden that give forth this wonderful aroma. Al yedei hanohor hayoytze me'eden lahashkoyes esagan, through the river that flows from Eden to water the garden. V'zeh, when this is why Bilam goes on to say there, Kiganois alei nohor, like these gans, like these beautiful gardens that are near the river. Bechinas nohor hamashke sagan kanal. This refers to the river that nourishes, that fertilizes the garden. Shemishom gdelim kol harechos, and that's where all these sweet smells are, and growing. V'zeh ka'aholim nota Hashem. Aholim over here refers to sweet-smelling spices. Shehei minei b'somim v'reach toi v'niflo. This refers to incredible sweet perfumes and spices. Shenimshach al yedei hanohor hamashke sagan, which come forth through that river watering the garden. V'zehu ka'arozim alei moyim. Now he says that the Jews are like cedar trees growing by the water. An erez is super power, super strong. Bechinas hatfila bebechinas din. This alludes to that tfila with power, that tfila bebechinas din. Shehu mate oiz kanal. That's the powerful stick of the tzaddik. Shehi koshe ke erez, which is hard like a cedar tree. I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, that the word Erez is bigematria, 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, referring, we know that the 8th sphera is Bina, and the Midas Hadin, it's brought Bina, Din and Mesarim, you know, the Midas Hadin originates from Bina. Bina is the first on the left side. We know in Keser, there is no left and right, it's oneness. It drops down to Chachma and Bina, Chachma's on the right, Bina's on the left. So Bina is the origin of Din. Erez is 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, representing this 8th sphere of Bina. The Tfila Bebechinas Din. Vezehu Alei Moyim, next to the waters. Ki al yidei zeh nimshochim meimei hadas. Because through everything we spoke about here, we're zecher to draw the waters of Das. Bechinas Umolo Horetz Deyas Hashem. Kamayim layam echasim, as the pasuk says that in the future the world will be filled with knowledge and awareness of Hashem, like the water that covers the ocean floor. Kama shekosuv sham, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in the Torah Tikkun Teichoch and Likutei Maran, shaydeze nimshochim kol hatikunim hanal kanal, and it's through this that we draw upon ourselves all the different tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Paragraph Chaf Gimel, Va'ayin b'zoyer kodesh b'rayim mehemna b'parshas b'shalach daf nun tes. Rav Nosnal says, take a look in the Zoyer Kodesh, in one of the sections, which is brought to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, who's called the Raya Mehemna, the trustworthy shepherd. In Parshas Beshalach, page 59, Al Posuk Tiviemoi Vesitoemoi Bahar Nachloscha, where Moshe Rabbeinu expounds on this Posuk, where it says Hashem will bring us and plant us on his holy mountain in Eretz Yisrael, the Beit Hamikdash. Mashem Maflik Shom Beshevach Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. There, the Zohar Kodesh expounds on the great holiness of our synagogues, Bechinas HaMishkon uBeis HaMikdosh, which are compared to the Beis HaMikdosh. Kama shekos Hashem, as the Zohar HaKodesh writes there, Doho Beiknishto DeLesato, Kaimo LeKovil Beiknishto DeLeila. Because our shuls, our synagogues down here below, are established to be able to receive the light from the heavenly Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaMikdosh DeLesato, Iyu Kigavna de Beis HaMikdosh DeLeila. Just like the Beis HaMikdosh down below here on earth was a reflection of the Beis HaMikdosh in heaven. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Look over there in the Zohar HaKodesh, where the Zohar HaKodesh expounds on it a lot. Ad, until it goes on to say there, Doho Kigavna Do Kol de Shofar. And this is like the sound of the shofar. So the Zohar HaKodesh is comparing the shuls to the sound of the shofar. Ayin Shom, look over there. Ki ikar hakibutz shel botei kneisiyos ubotei midrashos hoikar hu barosh hashana. Because we know the main time of the entire year when you have the largest gathering in all the shuls, when people who are not regular shul goers even come to shul, is on Rosh Hashanah. That's when Shazai Toikin b'Shofar. That's when we blow the shofar, Shemekabetz Nidochim Voivdim, which announces, everybody, hear ye, everybody come and join us. The shofar invites all of those people who are originally far to come. Sheze Iker Kedushas Beis HaKnesses uBeis HaMedrash. That's the real holiness of a shul or a learning center. Kedei sheyiskansu v'yiskapsu l'shom kol harachoikim. If it's able to bring in, to draw in, all those who are far, far away. V'yidvasu shcheinim rabim el kibbutz hakodesh. And be able to add new neighbors, many, many new neighbors, to the holy assemblage of the Jewish people. Kedei sheyisrabe v'yizgadel mo'oid mo'oid beis hatfila. So that the house of prayer should be enlarged and increased and elevated, which is what brings incredible honor and respect to Hashem. Paragraph Chav Dalid, Hilchas Masa Umaton. We know that in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, right after it speaks about going to shul in the morning and building shuls, right afterwards it goes into speaking about going out to work. Because we know that most Jews need to work. The Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Toiv Toira im Derech Eretz, Shegi Ashnei Amashkach HaSavoyin, that it's good to combine the study of Torah and work. Through both of them together, a person will avoid sin. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Loshna Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Simen Kufnun Vav. This is the exact wording of the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 156 in Aruch Chaim. Achar kach, after praying in the morning, and after learning, and after a good breakfast, and after being nice to your wife and kids, after all of that, Yelech la'asokov, you should leave to tend to your business. Va'al yishtateif imakum, and try to avoid being partners with non-Jews, with idol worshippers. Ve'gam kol zeh yizboir al pi ha'toronal. And Rav Nosson says, now we're going to go on to explain all of that also, based on the same chapter in Likutei Moran we've been speaking about till now, chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ki masa umatn be'emuna godoil mo'oid. Because if a Jew can work or conduct business properly, that's something that's very, very special, very great. K'mo yishom rabbi senuzal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 31, that when a person comes up to heaven, one of the first questions that they ask him is, she'shoyel adam, they ask the person, nososo v'nosato be'emuna. Did you conduct your business, did you do your work in an honest, trustworthy way, with faith in Hashem? Ukemavura bedivrei Atmor Zal kam upon him. And as our rabbi, Rabbeinu Zal, speaks about this in many places. Umevoyer Shom, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shekol hamasa umatan, v'kol ha'asokim umalochois, klulim belametes malochois. Rabbeinu Zal tells us that all the different businesses and types of work that people do in this world are all included in the 39 acts of work that are discussed in the Torah about the laws of Shabbos, refraining from work, the 39 acts of work. V'lamites malochois mi mishkan gamrinan. And we know the Gemara in Shabbos, page 49, learns out which types of work are you not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's the different types of work that were done in the Mishkan. Alkein tzrichen lasik b'masu matnu malochis b'emuna shlema. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal goes on to teach us that a Jew needs to conduct his business and go to work in a proper way. At sheyu kol hamasu matnu v'malochis b'chinas malechis ha-mishkan. So that Jew's work, if he's a chiropractor, if he's a financier, whatever he is, his work is like the work in the Mishkan. It's what the Kohanim and the Levim and Yisraelim did in the Mishkan. His work, if a Jew is doing his work properly, his work is Meleches HaMishkan. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 11 in Likut Imran, in the first half, ubalikute tanina, and in the second half of Likut Imran, bahatoyra vesa'orvim, in chapter 4, in the second half of Likut Imran, ubeshare mekoimois, and in other places, where Rabbeinu Zal shows that a Jew who does his work properly during the 6 days of the week, his work is maleches hamishkon. Ulevayar ktsas, and now to explain a little bit, eich zoichin sheyu kol iski amasumat v'amalochois b'chinas maleches hamishkon. How is it possible that conducting business or work in this world should be like maleches hamishkon? Shafilu anoshim pshutim she'enom yoidim nistorois, so that even simple, regular people who don't know secrets, they don't know the secrets of Torah, they don't know Kabbalah, things like that, yecholim lizkois lozeh, can be zeicha that the work that they do should be building the Mishkan. Hu sheyase hamasu matan be'emunah, and that this involves a person conducting his business honestly, in a trustworthy way, which means sheyia hahein hein v'halav lav. That when he says yes, when a person asks him, can you help me? I have this problem. I have this ache. I have heartache. Can you help me? Chiropractor sometimes has to say, that's not my field. I never studied how to fix hearts. I can fix all the bones in your body and all different other things. And maybe when all of that will be in its proper place, maybe you won't have any heartache because you won't have pain. Who knows, maybe all your heartache is coming from the fact that you're suffering from head to toe. We'll fix this. But to be honest, not to say yes when the answer is no, and not to say no when the answer is yes. V'yechavein b'kol asiyah v'asiyah. And that his intention in every single thing he does, every step he takes, every word he speaks when he's conducting business, sheyarviach, that he should make money, he should profit, kedei sheyasa mizet stoka, in order that besides feeding my family, more important than that, I'm going to be able to allocate part of my money for tzedakah. I'm going to be able to help other people, to help poor people, to help shuls, yeshivas. As Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in chapter 29 in Likut Imran, there he speaks about tikkun hakloli, and he says that the tikkun hakloli for money is charity. If a Jew is zecher to give his tzedakah properly, that's the tikkun, that's making the proper tikkun for money. We know that money in Hebrew is called domim. Domim means money, and domim means blood. And Rabbeinu Zal says, just like when it comes to blood in an animal, we know that you have to salt the animal to get out, to get rid of certain blood, so that the remaining blood will be kosher. So too when it comes to money, you have to remove part of the money, remove the 10%, the miser, the tzedakah, so that the remaining money should have a bracha to it, should have a blessing to it. V'zeh yodua, and this is a known fact, she'ikar hatzedakah, that the most important tzedakah is, kishezeicha litein la'anim hagunim be'emes, is when a person is zeicha to give tzedakah to poor people who really deserve it. Ha'oiskim b'toira utfila be'emes. Poor people who are studying Torah and davening for real. V'ho'ikar, and within that, the most important stoker is she'yizke litein letzadike emes v'hanil v'maleihem. If a person is zeicha to give his charity to the true tzadikim and those who are attached to them, Sheheim klulim mikama nafshos Yisrael. Because when a person gives to a tzaddik, he's not giving to one person. We know most people would like to give to 1,000 people, or to 100. Imagine if you could give a donation for 100,000 people. But for that, you need a couple of $1 million. Is it possible? Is there a way that I can give to one person, and it should be like I'm giving to 1,000 people or 100,000? The answer is that a tzaddik is not one person. A tzaddik is considered like the whole Klal Yisrael. The Torah says, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. There are many places in the Chumash where it says Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jews. And the Gemara says this is to teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu is like the entire Jewish people. He's like a rabbin, like a multitude of people. She'oz hu zeiche lehischaber ulehiskasher lehakibutz hakodosh shel harbei nafshos Yisrael. When a person is zeiche to give tzedakah to the tzaddik and to those who are attached to him, then he's attaching himself and connecting himself to the holy gathering of many thousands and thousands of nefashos. Sheheim ikar kiyum hamishkon ubeis hamikdosh. They're the ones, they are the main purpose of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Sheheim b'chinas bote kneisiyas bote midrashos. We said before that today's Beis HaMikdash is the shuls and the houses of learning. Those are the most important shuls. The most important shuls and the most important houses of learning are the shuls and the Torah centers of the true tzaddikim. Shemiskaimim al yidei elu hanefoshos, which are sustained through these souls, Shemiskaptsim voiskim shom betoyrot filo, who gather there to study Torah and to daven. We'll hold it over here. In the next piece, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this and expound on this much more. And we're coming.